This is PodTech News for Monday, July 17th. I'm Catherine Giraudot. Geek Entertainment TV's Irina Slutsky and Eddie Codell have been acquired by my employer, PodTech.net. Okay, I realize it may seem a little self-serving to interview my new colleagues on their first day at the office, but I knew our listeners already knew, and before this really isn't so new, here's today's PodTech News. The insider's interview with the self-described emerging global media empire, Geek Entertainment TV, on the first day of their new day jobs. Irina Slutsky is Geek Entertainment TV's reporter, and Eddie Codell produces the show. To start out, I wanted to play a little clip from their snarky take on tech. This is from the June 23rd segment. Irina is interviewing Dig founder Kevin Rose at Dig's 3.0 launch party.
So, the last time we spoke, you know, you said that you were going to create a special feature for my father, Boris, to help look for stories on Borscht and Dig stories on Borscht. So I'm really excited to tell him that you created the Borscht spy on Crack.
You know, that didn't quite make the cut. We had it in, it was on the staging servers, and it looked really good, but it was...
I was finally going to get him to use Dig in his aging Russian immigrant community. Really excited.
Does he like politics or world news? I mean, those are...
Not nearly as much as Borscht.
Well, that's coming. His own custom version of Dig. That's a little bit down the road, but it's coming.
But I hear entertainment is... Yeah.
Celebrity gossip, you know, all kinds of stuff.
Just file that away. Boris will come up later. I asked Eddie Codell how Geek Entertainment TV got started in November 2005.
It came out of Webzine, which was a conference that I founded with some friends of mine back in 1998. And because there was this resurgence of interesting things on the web, a lot of independent media, which is really what the conference was all about, is promoting independent media. A lot of people came together, and there was a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of passion. And that's where I met Irina. Was at Webzine 2005 in September.
Yeah. The rest is history.
Yeah, exactly.
So you said something really great. You said it takes a lot of work to make fluff.
Yes, it does.
You aren't just the pretty face. You have a pretty serious background in straight journalism.
Yes, I do. I do. I went to Columbia Journalism School. I graduated in 2000 and almost immediately went to work for a small Knight Ridder newspaper in Florida, where I was a crime reporter and courts reporter and immigration reporter. But I also got a taste for TV and video kind of stuff, and it was a lot of fun for me. By the time I moved here, I had been doing a lot of serious reporting, so in a way it was refreshing to do something like this. But it does actually take a lot of work. You'd be surprised. You know, Eddie helps me a lot in terms of directing me and giving me an avenue to go down in terms of the humor or, you know, how to address a certain topic.
I just kind of finesse. You know,
it does seem like we just sort of, you know, just get there and start talking, which we do, but there's some work that goes into it prior, and then, of course, Eddie has to edit it, and, you know, we've spoken to a lot of our subjects before many times. I've probably spent hours with them on IM and, you know, looked at their site, and so it's surprisingly a lot more work than probably it looks.
Serious fluff.
Yeah, it's you know.
You were doing this while continuing your day jobs. I mean, how did you finance this venture from November to now?
Well, that's the great thing about independent media and the internet right now, is you can really make your own TV show or radio station or, you know, podcast for essentially free. And that was a big thing that came out of Webzine, was like, how can people basically become the media? How can people create media for low or no cost? And so the actual production and hosting of the site was really just sweat equity. I mean, there was no... it cost a little bit of money to register a domain. I already had a server. I have a technology background. I mean, I do web hosting. I system administration, system engineering. So I all that infrastructure stuff was like a no-brainer for me. I could get that going, and it didn't cost me any extra. And then, you know, there's places to host for free. There's places to you can get a blog for free. And really the only thing, when we borrowed a camera, and we still, to this day, I guess tomorrow will be our first day of actually, well, you know, Podtech will own a camera that we will use. But up until now, we've always borrowed a camera. I do have a camera, but it's not that great, so I just use it for editing. We don't actually use it for shooting. But up until now, we've also relied on our friends to use equipment. So really, out-of-pocket expenses have really just been alcohol at bars.
Then if you think about it, you know, we were talking about it and... like, if I were to hire Eddie or if Eddie were to hire me, it would be, I mean, there's no way. You know, I could never have afforded somebody with his experience and, you know, and he couldn't have hired somebody with my experience. So it just so happened that, you know, it worked out
well. Yeah, and this has been a project of passion. I mean, we did this because it's fun and interesting and we like doing it.
Right.
We never intended for this to
be a
money-making endeavor. But as it went on, we're like, maybe, you know, our audience kept growing and we kept thinking, yeah, maybe there's something there. And so when the Podtech thing happened, we're like, this is a serious fluff.
Yeah.
Describe to me your relationship now with Podtech. How does it work?
One of the most important things is, you know, that Podtech really does believe in our brand, and, you know, Podtech is going to allow us to keep making Geek Entertainment Television. So we're going to keep making the show, and part of our paycheck is to keep making the show, and then to also help develop other programming.
And we were ACK-hired.
ACK-hired, right? Yeah.
So, like, actually, acquired, but
ACK-hired. Rafat Ali at paidcontent.org made up that.
ACQHIRED.
Yeah, made up that verb, and I thought it applied very well because I think mostly, you know, obviously we're really happy to keep making GETV episodes, but at the same time, you know, our value also comes from, you know, making programming and
I'm really excited to be working with the team because, you know, Irene and I work together really well, but also I, when I'm editing, I'm kind of in a bubble. I'm kind of by myself doing a lot of stuff, and so you don't really get to collaborate with other people much in the video sphere, and so it's really exciting to be working with Robert, and you know, since he did Channel 9 at Microsoft, and he's got a lot of experience, you know, creating media networks, and so I think that's incredibly exciting. And, yeah, being paid to do what we're already doing, and then being able to expand out and grow, I think, is the ideal scenario. So,
where do you guys think video blogging on the internet is going? I mean, there was a story in the Chronicle today about, you know, the internet is starting to be saturated with sites that provide video, that you can upload video, you know, the YouTube. Some of these are going to go away. I mean, do you think the bubble is about to burst?
I don't know if it's going to burst, but I definitely think there's going to be a shakeout. I mean, certainly having all these video hosting sites is a validation that video is huge and that people do want video. But the reality is hosting does cost money. You know, I've heard figures of about $1 million a month that YouTube costs to operate. It might be a little inflated, but it's definitely, you know, a very high dollar amount. And yeah, these companies are going to have to figure out a revenue model or they're just not going to survive. So there's going to be consolidation. Many are not going to survive. But ultimately, I think video blogging or video on the internet is only going to grow. It's going to become more relevant. And as long as individual producers can create their own content, I think that's awesome. I think the danger becomes when the major media companies try to buy up or co-opt or somehow become the gatekeepers to content creation on the internet. As long as that doesn't happen, then, you know, as long as everybody gets a fair shake in it and it's still free to create content almost free to create content on the net, then I think that's a win for everyone and it's super exciting.
I just want you to tell me a little bit about Boris.
Oh.
He comes up a lot in your segments.
In the beginning, it was a recurring character just because a lot of the...
He's your dad. He's not just a
character. Well, sorry, yeah. He is my father. But also, in the, you know, when we started, there was a lot of talk about Web 2.0 and a lot of the just typical web speak that nobody really understood or nobody really knew what it meant, and so now the joke is kind of dated, but in, you know, when we started it was just a very timely joke, and so I would ask everyone to explain what their company meant to Boris, you know, explain it to Boris who didn't speak English very well. I would say, like, oh, please explain to me what is Ajax, why I need rounded corner for my site. You know, because, like, a lot of these people would just get very excited about rounded corners, whereas, like, for real people, like, they don't really care
that
much.
What's this fading color?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Well, Eddie Codell and Irina Slutsky, welcome to PodTech.
Thank you.
Thanks, Catherine.
Thanks so much.
Eddie Codell and Irina Slutsky are with Geek Entertainment TV and now affiliated with PodTech.net.
Yep, and our URL, in case people want to check us out, geekentertainment.tv is what it currently is, and hopefully we'll stay.
Yes.